Hey everyone, we're at our new location. We haven't really disclosed that yet. I don't know if we should talk about it.
Within the podcast, we haven't, but if anybody can follow us in the podcast and then also on all of our other social media platforms, you'll see that Live Free has moved. So where are we at now, Danny? Looking out the window right now.
I have a great view.
Yeah,
this is great. We're in this like little church pew. It's great.
Yeah.
We're at a new office, 891 White Plains Road, Trumbull. At this beautiful place. I don't know if you can see it behind me, but pretty cool spot, man. Really blessed to be here. Yeah. It's been cool. Been really busy. Kind of tired.
Yeah.
Kind of tired. It's kind of like the season to be tired.
It is, man. You know, we think about this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving time, beginning of December, that whole concept of preparing for, you know, what's ahead, or getting ready for the winter time, getting ready for that rest period away from the world.
You know, we're really blessed now because things don't really change for us around this time frame, but imagine like back in the day.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you know, food scarce, yep. Harvest is done.
Yep. I think conceptually, like that's what, you know, we've had conversations about this before, what contributes to the tradition right around this time of Thanksgiving and the harvest coming to an end, and the fact that within so many different cultures all the way around the world, you have people taking all the supplies that are not going to be able to be stored for the winter and having that moment where you come together, consume it all, because it has ended. And that's like a global tradition that has existed, you know, in so many different cultures and so many different forms. You know, we here in America and just happen to celebrate it as Thanksgiving with the pilgrims and the Native Americans.
What a shame that we celebrate it that way, because now that culture's kind of changed and that's, you know, that part of our history is, you know, frowned upon, rightfully so, I guess. I don't know. But the true meaning of it is to come together, be grateful for what you have, and to break bread and prepare for the hard times ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love the concept of looking at it like that, like the winter and the season when there is no harvest, where you are finding a way to survive in whatever way. Now, again, like you said, you know, we're a little different these days because we have the ability to go and still get fresh produce and stuff like that, but as part of our survival mechanism, right? Like, it, you know, there's certain produce you can't get, but, you know, back in the day, you just had to be ready for it in different ways. So,
and this whole concept, first, I love Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I love the idea behind it. And I want to dive into another part of it, you know, towards the end of it. But one of the thoughts that we had that I had with you the other day was, you know, some of our people are kind of going through a hard time. Then there's seasonal depression. It's getting dark out. Is it why we celebrate?
Yeah, that was the question that you posed downstairs that triggered the discussion about it. You know, like, I think that we are hardwired in some capacity to be able to go through the ebbs and flows of the season. I think that seasons are very much connected to what it's like to be a human. I think that we adapt to different regions that we live in, and people look different, you know, sound different, speak different in all different areas of the world. And so much of that has to do with the region that we're from and the way that the environment interacts with us in those spaces, you know? So, yeah, I definitely think that that's what I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, there was no coincidence that all of the people in our lives were kind of feeling the same way. It was identical, actually.
Yeah.
And it was, that's what really made it profound to me. It was like, there's Mercury in retrograde. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
you know, that all these people are feeling the same way. And me too, right? Yeah. Me too. That's often the theme for me is when I see something's going on, it's like, well, these people are going through it, so am I. So maybe there's something really here.
Right. And again, like you said, maybe it's the cause for and my appreciation of Thanksgiving is the fact that in the midst of a turndown, in the midst of things, you know, essentially dying off and waiting for renewal a few months from now, instead of taking that moment to just be depressed and like, oh, wow, here we go. We're about to go into the winter. There's a celebratory kind of revelry where you're reflective, one, thankful of what got you to that point, but then you can ride that thanks into like as motivation and potentially inspiration to go into those darker seasons ready to cycle back on them again, right?
So George, I had a speech today at the Rotary Club and I absolutely crushed it. and I don't say that often because like sometimes I'm like, man, I don't know. But George, who means a lot to me from a spiritual sense, has taught me a lot. He had given me this line, not a line, this lesson about Thanksgiving and how, you know, it's always amazing to give thanks for what you have, but that there's a deeper meaning in Thanksgiving, which is to give thanks and to be grateful for what you are going to get as well.
That.
And I delivered at the speech today, and you can see everybody perk up because something inherently feels right about that.
Right.
Right. Something's like, you know what? We're going to get through this hard time, the winter, and there's going to be a beautiful harvest. We just have to buckle down, you know,
right,
get through it, and then we're going to have abundance soon. And we're grateful for that too.
It's funny you talk about that because like myself, I got to conclude a season with my cross country team very recently. We had a banquet and I feel like I absolutely killed the end of the year speech that I had with them when I tied together all the little things I was trying to teach them throughout. And mine comes from one of my spiritual guides, a philosopher named Brian Johnson. I love his book, Arete. It's something I visit all the time. And in it, he talks about this concept of the plus one, like that each day you need to try to find something to add or something from your day that optimizes who you are behaviorally and spiritually in your day. And if you can reflectively find that plus one from each day, your life is endlessly contributing to an equation that will always be going up. And what I like about that and what I connect with what you just said is just that, like in an opportunity to find thanks for what you've been through and what you've experienced in that year, you're feeding the equation to continue to grow in the next instance that you have. So if I gain appreciation for my relationship with you this year, tomorrow I'll gain even more appreciation for it because I know the mutual connection that we have. And I think that's what's really profound about it almost being familial with Thanksgiving, where everybody has their life. Like my wife is living a different life than me right now at work. My sons are living different life with who they are, you know, at school right now. My daughter, even though she's not here physically, is impacting herself and the world in a way right now that is separate from me. But then when we have an opportunity to come together and like you say, break bread at a table and hopefully express that thanks in that moment, you know, we're gaining something for the future. That's what I love about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That was deep.
Well,
that's exactly right though. It's exactly right. You know, this year, throughout my whole life, there's been abundance. Particularly here, you know, always trying to bring it back to Live Free. There's been, we've had a great year of growth, in all aspects, particularly community. And I'm grateful for that, super grateful, as we sit here at my old kitchen table.
Yeah.
Grateful for that, but also grateful for the new relationships that we're going to build. Yeah. And knowing that we're just going to do even more.
Yeah, that's the exciting part, right? And again, like we're excited at the end of a year for the renewal and our opportunity to go in and continue to add more, right? And again, that's to me the plus one, the concept of being thankful for the future, you know. And as somebody who in other times that we've had discussions, I've said that like I don't spend too much of my energy like forecasting my future and looking forward to things that are 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line. And perspective has offered me that, has subtracted that, I think, from me. Still though, like the opportunity to keep thinking about what we can do,
right,
is what I think is amazing, you know, about it. And something that I've grown to appreciate even more this year, I think. And that level of growth personally is exciting, you know? I don't know. I feel this way about like originality. Like originality is an interesting term to me because I think if I have an original thought, an original idea about something, sometimes I'll produce that thought, but then find that it's already been produced before. And I think that those are reminders of the fact that, like, you're just part of this continual cycle of life where you know, things are circular, things are redundant, they come back. And in being thankful for the end of a harvest, like we are with Thanksgiving, we get to look forward to the renewal and regrowth of the things that will come. But then we also leave behind some of the things that get to die off in that season as well, right? Yeah. I think that's what's really profound about this time.
So I have two questions for you.
Go.
What are the top things that you are thankful for this year?
Top things I'm thankful for.
Give me like two or three.
I know,
random spot.
No, it's great. I mean, number one for me is the continued growth of the relationship I have with my wife. I love the fact that annually we, like, in more than annually, you know, but different opportunities to see that our relationship is forever changing, but like the endless equation, it continues to grow. And I love that about the fact that we've encountered what many would see as hurdles that, like, we'll never find a harder battle that we've been through than the one we went through with Mia, but recognizing that that isn't true, you know, while losing a child it's awful. I'll tell you from the beginning, but continuing to live and then also go through things with my older son and to go things with my younger son, like, we have to keep growing too and realizing that there are hard times ahead that we're going to have to face together. So I'm thankful for having that partner in my life. I think that another thing I'm really thankful for is being challenged to continue to grow myself. And I think that as far as, like, an individual who continually feels called to do things, that the callings haven't stopped, that, like, I still feel called to help people, to inspire people, and the decisions, big decisions I've made in my life to access different audiences with that calling by doing this job is something that I feel, you know, immense thanks for, that I've found that reward in that calling still. And, like, I certainly miss past me, but I miss past me the same way I miss adolescent me, or infant me, or what, not infant me, I didn't know, remember infant me. But in that vein, I still feel like I'm moving forward. And then I think most predominantly, and, you know, for lack of anything else, like, not to sound cheesy, but the fact that I've developed a relationship with you in a way that is different than any other, I guess, adult relationship I've built, you know, like, many of the friends that I had previously were people I knew in college. And we have candid conversations about how that was there was a lot of quaking moments, was the word I was looking for, that happened in that time. So we're still young. And the young us still get to feed into who we are. And we still get those reminiscing times when we come back together. Yeah. But my relationship with you is one that it was formed purely in an adult phase. And, you know, I'm very thankful of opportunities to be able to grow with you. And it's like no other relationship I've ever had in my life. So those are three.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So now I got to throw it back at you. And this is going to be funny because our users will see this. That you'll probably be able to get through your three in about a minute right now. And I had took like seven to get through.
I put you on the spot. I had time to think about it. I loaded it. I'm thankful mostly for one big thing. And it has affected everything in my life, and it's growth. My growth as a person, I don't know what, all the people in that have inspired it. I'm going to get emotional. It's crazy, man. I've grown a lot, and I'm thankful for it. Grown a lot. A lot of experiences, a lot of people, a lot of community. My family. It's been great, man. It's been tremendous. The courage, the fact that I stopped taking 2% Tuesdays and 5% Fridays, and I get after it. It's been good, man. Been trying to take care of myself, too, so. Just growth. Yeah. It encompasses it all, actually, for me.
Love that.
So that's one thing I'm really really grateful for, and I hope that continues. So then I had a second question for you, though. One thing, though.
Okay.
Which makes it probably harder.
Yeah.
What seed did you plant this year that was a different crop that you can't wait to harvest next year?
For me, I think the seed that I'm really encouraged by here is an opportunity to plant a seed of leadership within an organization that I just want to do so much for. And what I mean by that is I can't wait to try to delegate more and watch things grow and help them grow without being the one that's digging the hole to continue to plant the seeds. And that's something you challenged me to do. I'm looking forward to watering the fuck out of that plant.
Yeah.
What about you? It's a great question. I love that question.
The relationship building, the community building. I'm really excited to see what that yields next year.
Yeah.
I think the whole team, one, building the team, was super impressive. We doubled our squad. People that don't know that, doubled our squad, doubled our fundraising. I think those seeds are going to yield some incredible results next year, and I cannot wait to harvest them. I think we're going to do some incredible stuff. I liked using the crop theme this year or today with the thing, but we often talk about like being in the blocks. I think we're out of the blocks, man.
Yeah, man.
I think we're out of the blocks.
We're moving. It feels like it.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the flow. So
it's time.
We're coming up towards the end.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking at our watches. We may have stumbled a little at the beginning. So we got a couple extra seconds here. With this concept of Thanksgiving and moving forward, going into December here, the fact that this is coming out on Giving Tuesday, two big things happening on this day that are connected to us. Quickly, tell me about Giggle Boxes, why they're important.
Yeah, Operation Giggle Boxes, something that we did during COVID, where we sent boxes of toys and games to families during COVID while they were locked down, bringing it back, feel compelled to give back to these hospitals in a way. So we're collecting some toys. We're going out investing in some toys and some games. We're going to send them out to the hospitals that we've gained relationships with. There's 7 by my count right now, which is great.
It's amazing. Big shout out to Rob on that one for bringing that back.
And how about you?
For me, the bring back here on this Giving Tuesday is a haircutting event run by Jesse Marchetti, who's raised so much money in awareness from childhood cancer. Get to do that at Moda Capelli, bringing it back to them too again.
Shout out Tony.
So being able to do that specifically because the first thing we tried to gain control of when we were there was Mia wanting to shave her head and shave my head. It'll be fun to kind of see people continue to donate that way. So
I may shave mine. I don't know.
There we go. I don't know. And I got a lot to part with there, brother. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
Same to you, my friend.
All right, guys. We'll see you next season.
Next season. This is the season finale.
I'm going to go hibernate.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Peace, y'all.
Later.